Brendan, I'll open. How are you feeling after the win? It's been a long time coming.
Am I allowed to smile? Yeah. I'll just, our whole club can smile tonight. Just good to, I think ultimately what I saw and I think most saw were glimpses of our future on display today and some strong leadership. Our leaders, it's amazing what happens when leaders lead the way. If you have a look at Murphy, Cripps, Simpson, Ed Curno, where they're on the stat sheet, and then you see the glimpses of all the young talent that we've brought in over the last few years, I think that's what you saw. You saw strong leadership and you saw glimpses of our future on display.
And do you mind being a little more specific about that? You obviously, Paddy Cripps had a huge game and you re-signed him during the week. What about some of the next year coming through?
Have a look at Paddy Dow's explosion to that goal. Really powerful. Kieran Byrne hasn't been able to play all year. You would see similar power running off the half-back flank there. They're two glimpses. Our forward line is incredibly young, other than Matthew Wright. You can dig and look at the age profile of our starting forward line, but for the first time we saw Jack, Harry and Charlie together, Paulson. You might not need to judge Paulson just on touches because he's all about pressure, but you saw that young mix up forward for the first time. It wasn't perfect, but there was glimpses there. You probably saw a real support hand for Patrick Cripps and Kennedy, just surging the ball under pressure. So they're the glimpses I'm talking about, and the leadership and organisation and just general performance of our leaders, Murphy, Simpson, Ed Curno and Cripps.
Not to sort of make you go through every player, Brendan, but just you see.
Yeah, I thought it was a really strong game for him. What I was most pleased about was his contested possession in his game. He won a lot of ball in traffic. We'd all love that development is absolutely totally linear, where it's perfect and every week you're a little bit better. But he's been churning away. He's had some inconsistencies this year, but that game just showed some of his talent. The other one I'd be remiss to miss is Wiedering. You know, he kept intercepting the ball really well and he was a bit more aggressive with his ball movement, which was pleasing. Now, I've tried to summarise lots of positivity there. We've still got growth, but I just want to highlight the glimpses of the young talent and, in particular, leadership.
Just since you've touched on him, could you just give us a quick update on Wiedering? Was it a bad cork he got there?
Yeah, corked, yeah. I think. I haven't got an assessment as of yet, but I think it's corked up. So, and that's why we're up here for a bit longer too, because the ocean is high performance for us. So we're going to use that, and we planned it a long time ago to stay up here for a few days because the ocean's the best chance for recovery and we can get a bit more work into our players. So, and spend some time together, which is important for a young group. So we planned this a long way out, so that'll help lead us.
You've obviously had your difficulties scoring over the season. What changed in that third quarter when you seem to be running and breaking lines and everything opened up?
Oh, I think a persistence to system, but as simple as this sound, the fundamentals were executed. And what I mean by fundamentals, it might be a front and square or a spoil or a clean handball or a clean kick. We've been inconsistent in that space and some of the plays and chains that you saw where we got good overlap, but it was clean connection. And you get a result on the back of that.
Is that all it is? Because we see it with Brisbane up here sometimes, they persevere, and then when they're in a contest, the enthusiasm of youth sort of takes over and they bang on multiple goals, and that's what it looked like to us. It looked, they kicked seven in a row.
The great thing about it is the energy that the scoreboard produces.
Yeah.
It can't be the only thing that creates energy, though, because when you're in big games in finals, which is into the future for us at the moment, the scoreboard's not always going your way and you've got to persist through that. So I think, you gain energy off the scoreboard, and our group did today, but that can't be the only way you gain energy, because that's unsustainable, because the game won't always go your way like that. I was really pleased that the contested possession differential was well in their favour in the first quarter, and that changed. And that takes a commitment and a decision after the first quarter. So that overall was probably the stat that I enjoyed the most and our group should enjoy and learn from. and may not be going your way all the time, but you can correct it.
Is that the focus at quarter time when you were 3 goals, gave up the first 3 goals of the game?
Yeah, we gave up the first 3 goals, and I thought they won the ground ball gets. We gave a few really ordinary free kicks away, I thought, as well. So that was the summary. Had to keep persevering, and they did. Good lesson for a group.
Well, we know how good Cripps is, and you've sort of touched on him already, but that second quarter, you seem to almost arrest the momentum. We see a lot of mates, but do you still sort of look on in awe, or how impressed are you the fact that he's such a kid so young can almost single-handedly sort of turn the momentum?
Well, he's been doing it all year, so it doesn't surprise me. That's point one. It inspires youngsters. That's what I said at the start. If leaders do it, it's amazing how you bring others along, and we had most of our leaders perform today. The interesting thing about Cripps is he's just not satisfied. I sort of heard his comments when he re-signed. He wants to take this club forward and group forward. And him, Murph, Simo, Ed tonight. Probably missed someone there. Well, did that in the right way. They've got to become consistent at it. Thanks.
Thank you.